This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Chris Barnes. When it comes to Wall Street this morning, given the coronavirus situation, Dow futures are down more than 400 points, but Wall Street wound up its best month in three decades yesterday. The Dow futures now, though, off almost 1.75%. S&P 500 futures down almost 2%. The three indexes, the NASDAQ as well, wrapping up April with big wins after the free fall in March when the pandemic began. America's top intelligence officials say COVID-19 is not man-made or a genetically modified virus. They're trying to figure out, though, if it started because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and former vice president and former senator Joe Biden says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply aren't true. A former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, Tara Reid, says he assaulted her in 1993, Biden issuing the denial in a statement released just a short time ago. Meanwhile, Biden has reached a deal with Bernie Sanders. Here's more from U.S. USA Radio's Wendy King.
Biden and former rival Bernie Sanders said they've reached a deal over delegates to the Democratic National Convention this summer. Sanders, from Vermont, dropped out of the primary race against former Vice President Biden earlier in the month. But the deal will ensure he has enough statewide delegates at the DNC in August to ensure fair representation for progressives to help draft the party's platform.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One senator is speaking out about the nation's unemployment. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City. We have to start being bold and honest with the people. Listen, it doesn't take any courage whatsoever to tell people to stay home or sic the police on them if they disobey. Okay, that takes no courage whatsoever. It does take courage to be honest with the American people, tell them about the risks, educate them about the risks, and say, listen, we all have a personal responsibility to get back to normalcy, a new normalcy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live. Well, first we got to get America back to work, huh? We're starting to do that each state at a time as we move gingerly into this new normal, let's put it that way. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. It is Horace Cooper time right here, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, how are we doing, buddy?
Great. It's always a pleasure to come on your program.
Hey, as I'll tell you, it goes both ways, buddy. I want you to, boy, there's so much stuff to cover right now between, you know, Biden's sexual problems. He finally addressed it after these many weeks, and even then, and not so convincing, but I find it quite ironic that the women of the left that were so outspoken and weren't even considerate or allowing any possibility of air, you know, with Kavanaugh, they were more than accusatory. I mean, it was if they knew, as a matter of fact, like they were there at that party and they themselves knew that Brett Kavanaugh had absolutely violated Dr. Ford.
So here we have a contract. We serve now Justice Kavanaugh. An accuser could not tell us what year, could not tell us what month, couldn't tell us what day of the week, couldn't tell us what location, wasn't able to provide a corroborator, some individual on a timely basis, or an eyewitness. And we heard from senators, we heard from people who would like to be running mates with Joe Biden, we heard from media commentators that that was sufficient and that the burden had shifted to Judge Kavanaugh, and it was his job to disprove these kinds of claims. In this particular instance, what you have is a fairly particularized complaint with the specifics of it and an allegation that it was reported to supervisors at the time and that there were workplace sanctions assessed against her for having done so, and that the District of Columbia actually does in fact have a case involved. Now, from our perspective as small government people who believe in the presumption of innocent until guilt is proven,
right,
we would look at both of these with some degree of skepticism. But as you note, it is remarkable that when the person who is accused is on the right, they're simply taken out back and we get the rope out and we're ready for the hanging. Yeah. When it's someone on the left, it's like, well, is there anything we need to do any further? I watched this morning's Morning Joe. I did it for the cause. Mm-hmm. And it was remarkable. I think we audience. It was remarkable. It was absolutely remarkable how incoherent the answers were, how unscrutinizing or lacking in scrutiny the questions were, even the idea of releasing his Senate records so as to verify whether any such complaint had actually ever occurred. No answers really given, just a general denial, and I am waiting to see what our friends on the left do with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue we should apologize for what happened to Justice Kavanaugh and acknowledge going forward that what we want is the original understanding of how accusations should work, and that would be the lesson to be taken from this. But I'm waiting to see what our friends on the left do.
Well, I'm still, you know, waiting for the final post report and analysis on Dr. Blasey Ford. I mean, she comes in, turns a nomination process on its head, as you say, very vague, didn't have, you know, solid, at least memory of what had happened, because this had supposedly happened 40 years ago. But usually most people, when they experience something like this, boy, they remember the feel, they remember the senses, you know, what they smelled at the time. I mean, it goes into quite detail. At least my experience has been that. She was very vague, and what was suspicious to me was maybe the reason she was so vague is she didn't want to get caught in some sort of, you know, trap where she would have lied to Congress or anything. Does that raise any suspicion for you?
Well, yes, it does, but it particularly what raised suspicions was the fact that her so-called corroborating witness ended up coming forward and saying that no such incident ever occurred. She was unaware, and she hadn't been told. The person that she said went to the party with her said, no, I didn't do this, and this didn't happen. Now, allegations about some of the consequences of this event. She doesn't fly anymore. There have been other changes in her life. It turned out that, A, she'd been flying internationally for recreational activity. She had actually flown for the hearing. There were any number of concerns. But the point about it is the proper way for an issue like this to have been addressed would have been to go to the authorities, to report it, and ask for an actual criminal investigation. That's the approach that ought to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
That's the approach that now Ms. Reed claims, her supporters claim, has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But the point about this all is that we shouldn't have a standard called, I make a claim against you, and it's now your job to refute it. That's not how our legal system is supposed to operate. The left says if you accuse a man of the right of any claim or crime, it's his job to either resign, run out of town, or find a way to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking people is, why doesn't that same standard that they say applies to a man on the right apply to a man on the left? If it's just politics, then I'm prepared to simply say, aha,
yes.
I'm uninterested. I don't care about these kinds of claims. Let's just go back to the old standard.
Yeah. But, Horace, what about the women? You know, what about Tara Reid? What about Monica Lewinsky? What about Paula Jones? What about Mary Jo Kopechne? These are all Democratic women, and they get involved with, or there's complications with a Democratic figure, and their lives are ruined.
No, absolutely. Here's the real irony. The real irony here is that there is a lengthy record of the kinds of mistreatments that have occurred on the left where people like Ted Kennedy, people like President Clinton, have mistreated people. The complaints were either ignored or dismissed. It actually took a Supreme Court case for Paula Jones to be ultimately...
We're going to break. We've got more from Horace after this. Stay with us.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Genius. We have a country to save.
Yeah, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that operative pronoun we, that means you and me and every man and woman in the mirror, because this is about we the people. And we're seeing what's happening right now in terms of how we the people operates and what it looks like you know, Horace Cooper, we've got people around this country, whether it's Michigan, you know, parts of the East, California, they are going to the Capitol steps and saying, you know, hell no, no more. I mean, we've had enough of this quarantine. I mean, you look at all the numbers, these numbers are questionable. It's interesting because it's almost, and I had this thought the other day, and you can correct me if I'm just totally off, but I had this thought that what, you know, these models could not prove to us, along with Al Gore, about climate change, they saved them to use them again, but this time with the coronavirus. And all these climate scientists allege are just envious that it took the coronavirus to kind of get people to buy in to their propaganda and their false models, leading us to believe that there were going to be millions of deaths. We were going to have body bags lined up in New York City, you know, blocking people from going to see, you know, the theater. And it was just going to be an absolute mess and scared the holy what have you out of everybody to the point that we're quarantining healthy people. This is incredible.
Well, there's no doubt that the Wuhan virus alarmism captured the whole planet. The issue is now that people have had a chance to breathe, to look around, recognize what's happening, look at the actual data, how willing are they to reassess? I recognize, like a number of Americans, that we rushed in with our decisions. Mm-hmm. But the test for me isn't what happens if you are a senior policymaker in government and you're told 2.5 million Americans are going to die, or 10% of the UK population. Oh, you pick the country.
Right.
The test isn't what did you do then. The test is, after getting a chance to assess what's happening, what do you do now? And I am afraid it is very, very difficult, especially for those who enjoy control, to announce and acknowledge, oh, wait a second, we got ahead of our skis. It's cost the global economy 20%, 25% of its net value. We've got to shift. The data now no longer supports the thesis that was originally put forward. And I think that is criminal if people continue down the path, the way we're seeing in California, the way we're seeing in North Carolina, the way we're seeing in Virginia, the way we're seeing in too many places across the country, to continue maintaining a policy that was predicated on the idea that the single largest death wave ever to face America was hitting.
Yes.
That's no longer clear. That's no longer true. And therefore, the same policy that would apply there shouldn't apply today.
Exactly. That's the exact point. And I'm right with you on that. Would we make the same decision today, knowing what we know today, versus then, would we be shutting down the government? Of course we wouldn't. Or shutting down the economy? Of course we wouldn't. So why is it still shut down?
You know, absolutely. There are people like our present Speaker of the House, who says now is a good time for us to roll out the Yang Gang plan.
Yes.
Give everybody a minimum payment. We are watching right now our economy, which was the strongest, most thriving and growing economy on the planet. We're watching it in free fall. You can afford to engage in excess when you're making and growing economically. You cannot afford to engage in excess when you are in decline. Your typical family household, you have to cut the cable out. You get a phone plan with actual limits on it. You don't go out. There are lots of things that household does when a two-income household ends up temporarily becoming a one-income household. The same is true for the government. We absolutely can't continue down a path where we let the government, quote, pay for everything while we don't actually have the incoming revenues. We need to put our American people back to work, millions of whom are ready to do so right now. And we need to walk away from the idea that what we do is keep the government closed and just simply let federal checks make your house payment, make your electricity bill, make your food payments for you. That's not the American model, and it hasn't worked in Europe or anywhere else that that's been tried.
Exactly. Well, I want to shift gears into this breaking news regarding the FBI. Everybody, I believe, on this planet had an inkling and an idea of the corruption of the FBI. We just didn't know how deep. We might have been pacified. I don't think so. Maybe some people were pacified with the Horowitz report. But we said all along with the Horowitz, he's a company guy. He's not going to hold the FBI accountable. He's going to wash over it. But what we're finding out right now, thank you very much, Sidney Powell, and all that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has had to endure, as the FBI's dirtiness and corruption is starting to be exposed here.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Sidney Powell is a friend of mine. I am a great admirer of her ability to look at the details of a case and work through. I was so thrilled when she originally took on the case of General Flynn. If your audience has a chance to read her book, License to Lie,
yes,
what
please.
You will see... What you will see is a metastasizing phenomenon happening in the federal government's law enforcement activities, and that is, instead of actually pursuing justice, looking at a case and making a determination as to whether or not this is something that should go forward, it has turned into a win at all stakes position. Andrew Weissman, who is a deputy prosecutor that oversaw the investigation of the president, is a key player in her book, License to Lie, and is also involved in the decision to pursue in the most unsavory way General Flynn. What we see is not just at the top, which is awful, but it is filtering down that the FBI and that federal prosecutors are using tactics all across America against people of all stripes to get an outcome rather than to pursue justice.
Exactly. And, of course, all this stuff is emanating from the Clinton campaign, as you and I talked about, who said, I mean, and this is the amazing thing about pointing fingers. You know, that old axiom, if you point fingers, you got one going out, but you got three coming back. And Hillary Clinton was the one that spoke pretty openly during the debate that we don't attack our political enemies.
No, absolutely. That's what she claimed, and it's also clear now, videos already appeared, that Andrew Weissman was at her victory party the
right.
night that she was supposed to be announced the winner of the presidential race. Tactics where you lie, you misrepresent, you pressure, you target other family members, these are the kinds of things that were saved normally for the mob and for terrorists. Now, this has become a standard tactic that is being used all across. We're investigating you. We can't really prove that you did what you did, but we did see that it looks like your mother hasn't filed taxes
exactly.
for the last 2 years.
Well, we've got to leave it right there, Horace.
Purina.
Thank you.
During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's Chief Veterinary Officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to Wall Street, it's a very mixed bag this morning, given the coronavirus situation. Dow futures are down more than 400 points, but Wall Street wound up its best month in three decades yesterday. The Dow futures now, though, off almost 1.75%. S&P 500 futures down almost 2%. The three indexes, the NASDAQ as well, wrapping up April with big wins after the free fall in March when the pandemic began. America's top intelligence officials say COVID-19 is not man-made or a genetically modified virus. They're trying to figure out, though, if it started because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now is America's Money Answers Man. Yes, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good. Well and safe, everybody. Family doing okay, huh? All hunkered down and staying out of trouble?
The country, though, I mean, we're approaching 60,000 deaths. We've had over 1 million infections. Mm-hmm. Some places are getting better, but some places are getting worse. The three hot spots, I guess you'd say, are prisons, mm-hmm. nursing homes, and meatpacking plants. And all three of those are continuing to rise at dramatically high levels, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing to draw from this is that, you know, just as you say, approaching 60,000, we had, I think, that and then some with, you know, the flu strains A and B. I mean, this has been a terrible season, you know, whether it's the coronavirus or flu A or B.
Well, yeah, but this is hitting people, killing people who were perfectly healthy before. It's also killing people who are immunocompromised or weak in one way or the other. But, I mean, perfectly healthy young athletes and so on are getting it and dying pretty quickly as well. So this is much more than just the traditional flu. And obviously it's changed society in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So lots of states are still closed down. Other states are starting to open up a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. Georgia, South Carolina. We'll see how it goes. It's a big risk. I mean, hopefully it'll work well. Hopefully mm-hmm. social distancing will work. But if it doesn't, if the flu comes roaring back, then they'll have to close it down all over again.
Well, again, you know, this is the part of the challenge that we're dealing with, Jordan, is the information that's out there that we're getting from so-called experts and doctors that supposedly know better, because one moment they're telling us that temperature, summer season, like any virus, will have a positive effect in terms of eliminating it until it comes back in the fall. But then we hear contravening responses to that. And then again, we're reminded that, oh, it's summertime, you know, and when you look at other countries, what they're experiencing, I mean, they're, you know, here we are, we're not quite there, but they're already in summer, and they've already had a decline. So, it's tough to discern some of this stuff, and, it's not like we are risk averse, although we've been preconditioned a little bit. The media would want us to, indoctrinate us to where we're so risk averse that we're afraid to go out of the house. And we've got to get back to living, responsibly.
It's this big trade-off between health and being able to earn a living. And mm-hmm. you can understand why people get angry when they're being quarantined and not able to earn a living, which is mm-hmm. a lot of people. I mean, some people can earn a living from home and their computers, but a lot of people have to show up someplace and do it, and they're being denied getting a living. Now, they got a check for $1,200. About a quarter of Americans did. That was nice, but that's mm-hmm. not going to last very long.
Exactly.
And then on the business front, we've had this paycheck protection program, the PPP, mm-hmm. which initially was funded at about $350 billion. That lasted about 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
About a week ago, the Congress reauthorized it for another $330 billion. There was already $100 billion in applications ready to go that had not gone through the first time, and that in the first day was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the $330 billion is probably going to be gone within a week, something like that. I mean, the amount of money that the federal government is printing and borrowing is just staggering. Nobody's
exactly.
going to be worrying about the deficits, but that's clearly going to be one of the impacts of all this.
And hopefully, the small businesses, and I know, look at every business is different. Everybody has a different psychology on this. There have been some institutions who have major endowments. They're applying, they're getting money and stuff. And, that, to me, that's not what it's for. I mean, just because it's, supposedly free money from the government, you go ahead and grab it, but you're depriving people, small businesses, that 50-60% of small businesses, which is the foundational engine of our economy, you're depriving them the opportunity, the ones that really
right.
need it. And, it's like, where's your conscience? Exactly.
10 people and fewer was what it was designed for. And when the Los Angeles Lakers
yes.
and Automation and Harvard and Shake Shack start getting it, there's going to be a lot of outrage. But the lawyers will get rich later on this bill. Right now,
they will. They always figure it out. That and the Justice Department, because I always ask, I go, okay, you guys just got a big reward. Where did that money go that you guys, you find them all these bazillions of dollars? Where's it? Oh, because I said, well, does it go back to the general fund to offset our deficit? Oh, no, it goes into our own budget.
And exactly.
I go, you got to be kidding me. See, this is the stuff that aggravates the American people, Jordan, is that
very
we know
so.
we're
oh,
getting
yeah.
duped,
they're
we're getting worked a, here. Yeah.
Yeah, in many ways, both domestically and internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you a story that I heard, Bill, which will get you mad, but that's a good thing.
Okay.
I heard, and this is confirmed, that China, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia saw this coming in January and bought 12 billion, with a B, 12 billion masks
mm-hmm.
and put them away in a warehouse, knowing this was coming.
Right.
And then when it started hitting in March and April, they were selling them for double the normal price. Normally it's like $3. They were selling them for $6 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So profiteering off of this. I call this mask futures.
They were, yeah.
It's almost like an inside bet that they knew this was coming. And now they're profiting from everybody around the world.
Who got the toilet paper?
I don't think they stockpiled that as much as masks.
Well, it's got to be somewhere. I mean, the fact that we have no toilet paper everywhere, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. We have to have toilet paper futures now, I guess, as well. Yes.
No,
but
I mean,
there's going to be a lot of things coming out about this that's going to make people very mad, and that's just one example of it.
Are we ready for the whole truth and nothing but on this, Jordan? I mean, because like you said, people are already aggravated. They have this sense that we've been worked on this, and
right.
To see all this money grubbing that's going on, whether it's the L.A. Lakers or whoever, you know, Harvard, whatever institution that's unfairly taken advantage and rigged the system. And then, of course, you know, China, it's not enough that they did what they did. But definitely taking advantage. I think the only plausible thing that I can consider, because my initial deal was a military bioweapon that was released on purpose, but I think that I'll give them the benefit of the doubt right now and think that it was something that was by accident. But in realizing that it was out and where China was at the time economically, they were in strains. I mean, their GDP was in the tank. They were in all kinds of trouble. If they'd have taken themselves the full force and impact of the release of this coronavirus, this would have absolutely devastated their government. And I think reason tells me that they just said, hey, we're not going to take it by ourselves. We're going to release it and let everybody feel the pain of the coronavirus, because we're not going to be the only one that goes in the tank. If everybody goes in the tank, then it kind of levels the table. Does that make sense?
Possible, but I don't think they had a plan to release a pandemic that was going to destroy the world. I mean, they do want to have a healthy world to buy their products. So
right.
It doesn't make
you
sense
think
they want to control the world. Although what's happening now is they pretty well got it under control, and their factories are coming back, and you know, they're kind of getting back in a better way, while the rest of the world is still in an awful lot of pain. So it's going to make them stronger, but there's going to be a lot of resentment of them all over the place.
Couple minutes left. Go ahead. Yep. I want to talk oil prices. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about estate planning briefly.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
all right.
Is something I'm hearing from people. Mm-hmm. Is we've had over about 60,000 people die so far, mm-hmm. over a million cases. Most of those people, Bill, do not have wills, legal and health care powers of attorney, do not resuscitate orders. I mean, it's
yes.
not fun talking about these things, but you got to have this stuff taken care of, because the families left behind are going to have years of battling in probate court over all these things. So it's a very simple thing. I actually have at MoneyAnswers.com and the Resource Center several very simple online ways of doing estate planning documents. There's one called Trust and Will. There's another one called Rocket Lawyer. There's another one called Legal Templates. You just fill in who the beneficiary is, where you want the assets to go, who's going to make medical decisions. If you've got a tube down your throat, you're not exactly in a position to make healthcare decisions for yourself,
no,
you know?
No.
So
yeah, you have to make those beforehand.
You've got to have these things taken care of. You have to, and now's the time to do it. So hopefully that'll help some of the folks. It causes more pain than necessary if your papers are not in place, if you don't have a do not resuscitate order, if you don't have these healthcare powers of attorney.
Huge.
So
that's
my assignment for your listeners. Take care of these things when you can.
Jordan, where can they go to be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your listeners all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to the Tide radio broadcast, listeners in Kosovo have been able to hear the truth of the gospel in their own language since 2015. Muhomer, a university professor and a Muslim, is one of those listeners. I found Radio 7 Kosovo accidentally, and since then is my favorite radio station, Muhomer said. Whenever I need wisdom, I turn on the radio. Somehow, I'm enlightened when I listen to the programs. I'm a traditional Muslim, and I respect all the other faiths. I read a lot and want to gain wisdom. I love the messages you broadcast from Pastor G. It is so unique the way he brings the biblical principle to our everyday life circumstances.
Your gift to the Tide Ministry today will enable more listeners like Muhammad in Kosovo to learn the truth about Jesus. You can give online at thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Here we are at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Kerry Severino joins us now. I think the last time we talked with Kerry was we were talking about her book that she had co-authored with Molly Hemingway, Justice on Trial. And, Kerry, it would seem that the trial continues, huh?
Yeah, although with the fun twist of all the people that, you know, with Kavanaugh's allegations being dealt with, who were screaming about women should be reflexively believed and throwing out principles of due process, now are suddenly having a change of heart. Hey, on second thought, maybe we should analyze these, old allegations with limited proof and not just jump to conclusions. And they're doing that with actually a whole lot more proof than we had about the Christine Blasey Ford allegation. So it's a really interesting. I still believe in due process either way, so I don't think we know what happened in 1993 mm-hmm. yet, but it is certainly very telling to see voices immediately switch sides when someone that they like politically as opposed to someone they're attacking politically is the person who's being discussed.
You see, Kerry, and I think that's part of the challenge, is that conservatives and Republicans look at it from their worldview, and, like you said, you know, we believe in the principle that you're innocent until proven guilty. The Democrats really made it known, particularly under Kavanaugh, they turned that concept, that proven principle, on its head and said, no, you're guilty until you prove your innocence. That is a standard that no human being on the face of the planet could measure up to. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's why it's so dangerous, and it's so easy then to use it as a political ploy. Now we know all of this outrage we heard in the fall of 2018, that wasn't apparently about real principles. It was about a politically convenient argument that they were making, and when it wasn't politically convenient, they're happy to make the opposite argument. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should be going full Brett Kavanaugh on Joe Biden. What I think is Joe Biden should be offering an apology to Clarence Thomas, to Brett Kavanaugh, to everyone that the left has been willing to attack without corroboration, without evidence, simply for political ends.
Kerry, let me ask you this. Because Blasey Ford was allowed to come in and intrude her story into the Kavanaugh hearing. And I only say intrude because there was a way in which, if this was a legitimate complaint, okay, and I say that cautiously, because I make no judgment here, but based on the court of public opinion, she was able to turn this whole process on its head, indict a judge, just like with what happened with the previous justice, as you had mentioned earlier, which is disgusting. And there was no follow-up on this deal. I mean, if there was veracity, if there was anything that had any kind of measure of viability, then Kavanaugh should have been, even now, I would think, you know, should be investigated. But instead, it's kind of just out there, with as they say, as the Democrats love to say, because they want to put asterisks next to anybody that they feel like, if I can't absolutely validate you, well, the next best thing is I'm going to put an asterisk next to your name so that there's some sort of, you know, scarlet A attached to your name on the court.
I think you're right, exactly what it was about. This was about them trying to find a way to discount and discredit mm-hmm. Justice Kavanaugh's jurisprudence in the court. Obviously, they would have loved to keep him off the court altogether, but barring that, they're happy to have, just like they tried to do with Justice Thomas. Every
yes.
time he has an opinion, they say, well, you know, this is the guy who we are pretty darn sure had a sexual issue in his past. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They want to, it's their long-term goal. And it's also a method of intimidation against anyone who might consider, you know, being nominated for a Supreme Court position. Do you think the next nominee isn't going to get exactly the same treatment? 100% they will. In fact, if they can dial it up another notch, they will. I don't know how we go past 11 on the score on the scale, but they will look for a way to do so. Because
right.
at the end of the day, it's exactly what Lindsey Graham said. This isn't about truth. This is about politics and raw power.
Well, as you write in your op-ed, you say, while nobody might have guessed it at the time, the Kavanaugh allegation and how it was handled by the left has turned out to be the perfect foil for the Biden allegation. The contrast between the Democrats' outrage in 2018 and their silence today could not be starker.
Yeah, the silence really is deafening. And, you know, you're starting to see even pressure from other Democrats now on Joe Biden, who this morning had to come out and actually address it. He's been going along for weeks now, just had put out a statement by his campaign and not even addressing it head on himself. Instead, he's bringing out a lot of women who, frankly, are doing this as almost a audition for potential VP candidates.
Exactly.
They're being put out there as surrogates to say, oh, no, we believe Biden. But even they are hardly ever being held to actually answer the questions. I mean, Hillary Clinton just endorsed him. Did anyone ask her, how do you feel about the fact that he has these allegations out against him? When Nancy Pelosi endorsed him and they did ask her, she blew up at him. She doesn't even want to address the issue. So, guys, if you think this is a serious question that needs addressing, it's not my decision how you deal with what you find out. You know, that's for the Democrats to determine. But they aren't even willing to look and find out, is this true? Isn't it true? Let's look at the evidence that there is and try to make that judgment. They're just running with their eyes covered, trying to, you know, put their heads in the sand.
Well, like you say, they're ignoring the fact that this is coming back to bite them big time because it wasn't resolved in the Kavanaugh hearing. It's left out there. We found out after the fact that Blasey Ford, everything she said just about, was one big lie. She was careful. We were speaking with another political analyst earlier, and I said that I think that she was, you know, probably cautioned by her attorneys to be careful about misremembering or making misstatements and that sort of thing because it could leave her up to contempt, and I think that's why there was so much vagary in her testimony. But it's all hanging out there. It was never resolved. It was just, you know, one big 8,000-pound gorilla of BS that's just been left in the room that we're having to deal with that now is coming back to bite the Democrats. But even worse, Carrie, I think, is when you start looking at the history of the Democrats and you see whether it's Tara Reid, Monica Lewinsky, whether Mary Jo Kopechne, Paula Jones, I mean, these were all Democratic women, and I'm writing a commentary on this because when you look at what they held in common, all Democratic women, and accusing a Democratic leader of sexual abuse, and they get pummeled. I mean, so to me, it's like, how do the supposedly very intelligent suburban housewives who in big numbers support the Democratic Party see what's happening to their fellow Democratic women and say, hey, we're for the hashtag people? How do they do that?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting that there's people are ignoring this, you know, even from, and that's kind of telling. This is not someone, Tara Reid's not someone who is a Trumpophile. She's someone who worked for Biden, admired him, voted for him as vice president, but still thinks her story needs to be told. And again, you know, maybe the Democrats are going to say, even if this is true, we still want to vote for him. That's certainly a decision that she herself made at one point.
So, well, that's what her neighbor said. Her neighbor,
at least care enough to look into it.
Exactly. But her neighbor said the same thing, Carrie. Her neighbor says, look, I love Tara. We're good friends. I believe her. But I'm still voting for Joe Biden. It's like, this is, you know, this just doesn't make sense. But again, this is what happens with ideology. When you are so fixed and focused, you really can't handle the truth. You know, you don't want the truth. You just want to keep on marching forward. But what makes it so dangerous is that that disease is put into the body politic. It corrupts everybody's perspective. That's what's dangerous about this.
Yeah, and it makes me think of a really chilling interview that Anita Hill gave during the Clinton scandal. And what she said when they said, "Well, you know, what do you think? Isn't it double standard of you to be not criticizing Clinton for behavior that frankly is worse than anything she alleged Clarence Thomas of?" And she said, "Well, you have to look at the whole picture and the support he's had for women," and basically saying, "As long as this is someone who's positions I agree with, I'm willing to overlook anything." And that's so dangerous.
Yeah.
When we say we're going to have one standard, whether it's on the due process things, whether it's on what we're willing to tolerate for our people versus theirs, that's not okay. You know, we should have a standard due process for Clarence Thomas, for Brett Kavanaugh, and for Joe Biden. That's why I think the real thing is we should jump down their throats in the same way, hey, we need to have FBI investigations, Senate hearings, necessarily like they said to Brett Kavanaugh, but say, you know what? You guys owe an apology.
Right.
Joe Biden owes an apology. You know, Nancy Pelosi owes an apology. Christian Gillibrand owes an apology. Kamala Harris owes an apology. Hillary Clinton owes an apology to all of the men that you have smeared for political gain.
Exactly. All the ones that said, I believe her, right? Interesting how they came out that way. You know, you and Molly addressed this in your book, Justice on Trial, and that is that we've got to reorient our justice system in light of this information age, in light of fake news and anybody out there just reporting off their seat of their pants and not being held into account. Because what they are doing is rather dangerous. Right now, hey, it happens to be conservatives and people of faith. But in some cases here, interesting, like we're seeing, it comes back to bite you. If that foil is out there, it's going to find a way to ricochet right on your own pumpkin head, isn't it?
Absolutely. So I hope they will learn some lessons that it will stick about keeping a rule of law and due process for everyone.
Well, Carrie Severino, Chief Counsel, Policy Director of Judicial Crisis Network. Carrie, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight. Take care. Be safe and well.
Thank you.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and